Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And off we go. It's Monday. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, the Rob Brown Show on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. Howdy, y'all. How do you do? Great to be back with you. Let's have a little fun, shall we? Let's rock and roll. Kick some names, take some ass, do what we do here on the show. I am Rob Brown. On the other side of the metaphorical glass this AM, the guy in charge of the ones and twos, the subwoofers and the tweeters, the X's and the O's, everything that will penetrate your ear holes for the next 4 hours of electrifying sports talk entertainment, the great Milanzo. Hi, Zo!
Mid-range just called, and they don't like being dissed. You forgot the mid-range.
I did forget the mids. That's on me, team mids. My bad. But we got you.
A good mix without the mid, man.
We can have a good mix of stuff to talk about in the world of sports. See what I did there? I took the thing that Zo said, and then I made it a thing about the show. See what I did there? That is because, ladies and gentlemen, I am a broadcasting professional. What a weekend, bro! What a weekend! Hey, I don't know if you know this, but I did the math on this just a moment ago because I was very curious. It is now 6:02 in the morning. James Franklin has made $30 since we started doing this show by not doing anything. When we get to the end of this hour, 57 minutes and some change from now, right now, James Franklin will have made $913 resting his bald head on his unemployed bed. When we get to the end of the broadcasting show, James Franklin will have made about $2,750. And when we get to the end of the day, at midnight this evening, hopefully not the time, but maybe around the time that game one of the National League Championship Series begins, James Franklin will have made $21,917 to not do anything. Guys, why?
Okay, how's he buying groceries, man? He's unemployed. That's difficult.
It's tough out there in this economy, and I feel for James. I need to know, and I want to be very clear. I've told you guys before that there are, I think, great things and not great things about everybody's life, all right? Great things and bad things about everybody's life. There are things about me that I struggle with. And then there are a lot of things that have gone very well in my life. I was very fortunate to have a loving mother and father who gave me a wonderful opportunity to not have to worry about anything other than go to school, get an education, find your way into the world. I didn't ever have to worry about, will I have something to eat? Will I have a bed to sleep in tonight? Will there be a roof over my head? I was very, very fortunate that I had two parents that busted their ass so I could get away with that. I grew up in a middle, upper middle class neighborhood. I was never in a spot where I had to worry about, am I going to get in trouble? Am I in danger if I go outside? I had the opportunity to go to class where teachers didn't chuck desks at me. I had the opportunity to play sports around the calendar. And I never had to worry, like, will I be able to attend practice? Or will I have to get a job that prevents me from playing? I never had to worry about that. And I'm very fortunate. But there is one thing and one thing that I realized yesterday. One shortcoming that my parents placed upon me. Just one. The shortcoming that I will forever and always hold against my mother and father. I'll never forgive them. Is that at no point did they grab me by the collar and say, young man, journalism and broadcasting, no, that's not the future for you. You should get into coaching football. You should get into coaching football because there is a very good chance that down the line, if you are a football coach, you could make $913 an hour to not do it. How good of a job is coaching college football today? This morning, James Franklin will begin making $913 an hour to not be a football coach. Rhonda and Bob, I love you both more than life itself. But I will never forgive you, never, for not grabbing me by the shirt collar and saying, young man, grab a clipboard, start learning which button on a headset to press, and you better start scheming up some counter ISO plays. You better figure it out. You better learn how to be a charismatic recruiter. You better learn how to have relentless optimism, because if you can walk into a major Division I college football program and you can convince them that I am charismatic and fun, if you can walk into that program and you can just draw up a few plays on the whiteboard that says this fits your culture, and if you can go in there and say, I have a relentless and undying optimism about the future of this program and your athletic department, then one day you can live the dream and you can get fired. And I mean, come on. Come on. Who wants more than anything else in the world? Who wants more than to be fired? I gotta tell you, if I could get on the James Franklin fireman plan, buddy, give me like 5 years in college ball and cut me loose. I don't think there's going to be anyone who is ever going to feel better then at the end of the month when James Franklin is sitting on the front end of a yacht down in the Turks and Caicos, and he opens his fun and he looks in it and he says, oh, would you look at that? The north of $666,000 that Penn State owes me this month just hit the account. Waiter! Another bottle of Dom, please. Yes, young ladies. If you would keep fanning me with palm fronds and feeding me grapes, I have an exhausting life of being fired ahead of me here on my yacht, affectionately named the Franklinator.
Is this a better deal than a couple baseball players got that are still being paid?
I mean, Shohei's in a pretty good spot because cat's going to be making well north of $1 billion stretch.
Is it Bobby Bonilla?
It is.
Okay.
Well, Shohei Ohtani has the exact same deal.
Does he?
Yeah. Okay. But his is worth way north of $1 billion until he's like 60-something. Like, yeah, deferred money's great. James Franklin's on that Shohei Ohtani payment plan. And by the way, just to break this down for you, I haven't checked the news today. What year is it? If you don't mind me Doc Browning you,
it's nearly 2026, but it's still 2025.
It is 2025. Because I'm real bad at math. Like, I'm a dumb person, and I acknowledge it. That's why I like sports so much. I'm a dumb guy. If we just go ahead and say, let's round it up and say that it is 2026. James Franklin is going to be paid this amount of money from now until the same date in 2031. Now, throwing some numbers at you in James Franklin's contract. But in case you would like to break it down, specifically you youths of America out there, I'm not saying that every football coach is going to end up like James Franklin. I'm saying it sounds pretty good. I've told you about this job before. I know how this job works. This job, there's a catchphrase amongst most of us who are boots on the ground at the local level doing this job. There's an old expression in this job. 10% of people make 90% of the money. For every Rob Brown, Great One Lonzo, Diesel, Cole Bryson, there is one guy sitting on a rooftop somewhere making seven times what the four of us make all put together. And if you're doing this job, you get into the office and you bust your ass every single day with one goal, which is to become one of those 10% of the people in this industry who make 90% of the money. Coaching is kind of like that. If you get into coaching, you will likely spend a very long time doing coaching jobs that do not pay you all that much. You will have to coach at some middle schools. And as somebody who was in that game for a while, and I don't know if it's true in South Carolina, I do know it is true in Florida. If you are a football coach in Florida, unless you are the head coach / athletic director of a school, you get like a very meager stipend added to your teaching paycheck if you're a coach. It is not until you get into college ball, and even then, you have to work your way up through some Delta states and Valdosta states, and you'll make better money. But you're not retiring off that Delta State paycheck. And then one day, maybe you get brought up to a position coach at a D1 school. And yeah, now you're starting to make like adult money, but you're also probably, for most people, years into your coaching career. And then it's not until you are one of the 10% who make the 90% that you're getting paid like, oh, I'm going to be able to retire one day money. But if you get to that point, maybe you, Sharon, maybe one day you can be James Franklin. $15 a minute. A minute. I know that there are some of you right now at 6:13 in the morning who are up. You've done hit the gas station, got your coffee, got your protein bar. You're in the truck. You're on the way to work to go make $15 an hour. James Franklin's making that in a minute. What's that breakdown to, Rob? Glad you asked. When you include all of the benefits, everything stretched out, James Franklin's making $913 per hour. He is making $21,917 per day. He will make, at the end of every week, next Monday at 6:13 a.m., when we are wrapping up segment one of hour one, James Franklin will have $153,846 in the bank. on November 13th of 2025. In 1 month from today. In 1 month when we are sitting down wrapping up segment one of hour number one, James Franklin will have banked $666,666. Mom, Dad, why did you not get me into coaching as a youth? If you'd have started me down this path when I was 17 or 18, instead of telling me to like go to college, get a degree in a field that I'm passionate about, work hard, grind, put in effort, learn, try. Why would I do all that? I could have just been a great football coach. Could have just been a great football coach. You messed me up, Rhonda.
It's not too late. It's never too late. You also could be a football coach.
I gotta tell you, I'm 40. I think I'm still in the game. I think I still got a shot. You know, if I get on the horse now and I start riding it, 15 seasons, I'll be Dabo's age. Like, I got time. Maybe I get into coaching. You think I got time between now and 55 to pick up a couple of national championships? Actually, let me take that back. James Franklin hasn't done that. You think I got time to develop a solid mix of charisma, aura, and relentless optimism to go coach Penn State one day? I think I should try it.
Just do a year or so in a smaller college, move up to some place like Vanderbilt, although you're not going to get that job for a while. And then you can jump to a Big Ten or SEC school and then you're set.
Damn, man. I got into the wrong game. I shouldn't have been talking about football. I should have learned to coach it. Holy cow. And by the way, right out of the gate, Patrick's on our live stream, which you can join us, by the way, at facebook.com/TheFanUpstate, TheFanUpstate on YouTube or on Twitter, The Rob Brown Show on Facebook, on YouTube, and on X. Patrick, a 6 a.m.er, right out of the gate joining us. He said, quote, "Is this better than Jimbo Fisher?" Hilariously, Patrick, it is not. Hilariously, it is not. The ultimate payout for James Franklin works out to be about $49 million that Penn State will owe him between now and around the same time in 2031. Jimbo Fisher's buyout was for $76 million. I'll run those numbers by you again. James Franklin is owed $49 million. Between now and this weekend in 2031, Jimbo Fisher, when he was relieved of his duties at Texas A&M, was owed $76 million. You know, sometimes on the internet, you go to like Reddit or you go to Twitter, where people gather in large groups, and they're just looking for conversation starters. One of the ones that pops up with great regularity as a conversation starter on the internet is, if you could take all of the knowledge and wisdom and memories that you have in this day and age, and you could teleport back into your body when you were 10 or 11 or 12 years old, what would you do differently? And there's a lot of great answers when people are asked that question. I've thought that question before. What would I do? And there's two attacks to it, right? There's the personal side. What would I change about my life and my behaviors and my actions? For instance, in 10th grade, I would have asked out Reagan Porter before the captain of the basketball team did.
She probably would have said no, though.
Maybe, but I don't think so. Because we had one of those, like, 10 years after you graduated high school conversations where you're kind of like, she's married and got a kid. I'm off doing my own thing in a different part of the world. And she hits you with the, why didn't we ever date in high school? Because of Keith, ma'am. Maybe I would have. But then there's the professional side of it. If I could go back to when I was 10, 11, and 12 years old with all the current knowledge and wisdom of memories, what would I do? Well, aside from take the Biff Tannen route, I've bet a gazillion dollars on every Super Bowl knowing all of the winners, if I could remember them. On top of that, I'd have got into coaching. You'd have seen a little sixth grade Rob Brown running around with a visor and a headset on. Coach Bobby Moore, stop running the triple option. You got a wide receiver that's about to go to Alabama and set every receiving record in the book. Throw it to him. Come on, Bobby Moore. I'm in sixth grade. I'm ready to coach. Because one day, I would like to make $21,917 per day not coaching. I would like to, and I mean this. I'm sure that James Franklin didn't feel great walking out of the AD's office in Happy Valley yesterday. I'm sure it was not so Happy Valley for James Franklin yesterday. But I am sure when he got home and he grabbed a calculator and he went, all right, let's see. I'm going to tell you this much. That's damn, $21,917 every day. Guys, I think I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be just fine. Now, there is actually an interesting and not smart-ass attack to this story. Apparently, there was one primary party, main entity, that pushed for the firing of James Franklin. And it's not a guy or a gal. What is it then, Rob? Worry not. I'm going to tell you in the next segment. He's Lonzo. I'm Rob. We're ready to rock and roll. The four most electrifying hours in sports talk entertainment starts right now. It is the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. Let's go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Everybody get your tinfoil cap on. because there's a conspiracy theory brewing up in Penn State University. The conspiracy theory is being promoted by a reporter who covers the program. Now, I would like to be very clear. I don't necessarily believe this to be true. But it is an interesting conversation considering how quickly the firing of James Franklin came. The managing editor at West Virginia Sports Now and Pittsburgh Sports Now, who is a national writer that contributes to SiriusXM, a guy by the name of Mike Asti. Mike Asti put up a tweet over the weekend that said he has a source at Penn State. And again, I don't believe this to be true. I'm not saying I do believe it to be false. I just do not believe it to be true. He said that a source at Penn State told him that the firing of James Franklin, which came, of course, after Penn State lost to Northwestern and became the first program since the FCS-FBS split back in 1978 to lose consecutive games in which they were a 20 or more point favorite. Of course, Penn State has lost three consecutive. They dropped the game to Oregon 3 weeks ago. Then they lost to previously winless UCLA. Then they lost to hapless Northwestern this weekend. They were favorites of 20 or more in each of the last two games. First team since 1978 to do that. The report from Mike Asti is that a source at Penn State told him that the firing of James Franklin, which obviously came very rapidly after the loss to Northwestern, less than 24 hours later, was Adidas pushed for the removal of James Franklin. That it was Adidas that jumped on board, that they were already iffy on James Franklin maintaining control, but they wanted him out. And Adidas, a big-time sponsor of the program, was ultimately the breaking point here. Now, I do not believe this to be true. Again, I'm not saying it's false. I'm just not saying that I accept it as true. I am still intrigued by the story. And I am intrigued by the story because my question was at the time of the firing and remains after this report, alleged story. My question is, how do you weigh the pros and the cons of making this move and especially making it in a way that felt, at least to some degree, knee-jerky? Now, you may say, Rob, it's not that big of a knee-jerk reaction. They lost to previously winless UCLA, and they lost to Northwestern, who is notably not good at football. It's not that big of a knee-jerk reaction to say that a team that entered the year as a national championship threat, as a team that entered the year with high aspirations, with what they believe to be a Heisman Trophy candidate at quarterback, and a team that 3 weeks ago was ranked number 3 in the country, to drop back-to-back games in a row to unranked, winless teams, two of those games against teams that were 20-point or more underdogs to Penn State, is not a knee-jerk reaction. Which, to be honest with you, I agree with that. But on the pecking order of where Penn State is, there's a lot of other teams that are looking up right now. There's a lot of other teams that wish they were, even with this run of bad games, frankly, from Penn State. This is a guy, as your head coach, who averaged 10 wins a year for a long time. This is a guy, as your head coach, no, he did not get you to the promised land. But this is a guy who was, last year, one play away from playing for the national championship. One play. And he's been that close a few times. He's been in spots many times over the years for Penn State. He's been in spots where if the playoffs were expanded, he 1,000% would have been in the mix for a national championship. So, the benefit here, obviously, is that you get out ahead of the coaching carousel. You get out ahead of other teams that will be moving on. And we know that there are at least a handful of schools that will be in that boat.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If Adidas did have something to do with him being fired, why would you want to go there? I guess to get paid for a really long time, I suppose. But if the institution isn't in charge and a company is, and you do something the wrong way, obviously they don't care if they indeed are the ones who paid for this. I don't know. Is it a place you want to go work?
It's, well, I mean, if I'm, it's a place I can get fired and make $21,000 an hour.
I mean, I get that.
Yeah.
I also get that.
But the answer is, okay, let's start with this. The answer is yes. The answer is yes. Because, and here's why. And this I want to talk about coming up in the next segment. I do wonder, and almost think we have to, start seeing a change in the way that head coaching contracts are laid out moving forward. Because let's look at Penn State, who, as we've mentioned now a couple of times, is on the hook for $49 million for James Franklin. They will be paying the man north of $666,000 a month to not be their coach. Let me give you another number that I find very interesting. Florida State University lost at home to Pittsburgh this weekend. Remember 3 weeks ago when Florida State was ranked inside the top 10? And everybody was like, oh, damn, maybe this team's bad. Well, Florida State has now lost 8 consecutive games in conference. Florida State has not won an ACC game dating back to over 1 year ago. They are 1-10 in their last 11 games in conference. Florida State fans after this weekend are done with Mike Norvell. Again, I broadcasted in the Florida Panhandle for a very long time. I've got a lot of connections down in Tallahassee, Florida. Florida State fans are done with Mike Norvell. If Florida State was to fire Mike Norvell today, they would owe him more than Penn State owes James Franklin right now. $56 million is the buyout number for Mike Norvell. Florida State, I don't believe, has $56 million to buy out Mike Norvell. They are saddled with Mike Norvell for all of this year. And they are saddled with Mike Norvell, in my professional opinion. They are saddled with Norvell probably next year as well. Now, they can go in there and say, we need a bunch of changes. Their defensive coordinator, Tony White, is an absolute joke. He's a joke. So they could go in there and say, Norvell, you're cleaning house. But at the end of the day, they did that last year. They got 3 wins. Now, granted, they are infinitely better than they were last year. But that's because last year, they were 3 flaming bags of dog poop. This year, they're just 1 flaming bag of dog poop. $56 million, more than Penn State owns Mike or James Franklin. But here's the thing. Had they not given him that buyout, Mike Norvell was being courted by Alabama before they got Kalen DeBoer, remember? The only reason Florida State paid him that much, or at least put that much in the buyout, was to keep Alabama's mitts off of him. And now, what is Florida State saddled with? You're going to be 4-8. You're going to be 3-9 this year. What you going to do? Nothing. You can't afford to do it. So, I would like to talk more about this when we come back, because I've got to ask, is this going to change the way that coaches are handled moving forward? Because if not,
I never want to hear another word about NIL.
Not again. We'll talk more about that coming back. I'm Rob Hieslonzo. The Rob Brown Show's on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Rob Brown Show on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. James Franklin fired by Penn State after three consecutive losses. Lost this weekend to Northwestern. That is back-to-back losses to bad football teams. Back-to-back losses to teams over whom Penn State was a 20-plus point favorite. That is a Penn State team that 3 weeks ago was ranked number three in the country. That is a Penn State team whose Nittany Lion fans believed they were a national championship contender this year. That is a Penn State team who, and Rob Brown knows ball, Rob Brown bought the crap this year. Absolutely bought the load of crap again this year.
Yeah, it doesn't look good for you.
Looks real bad for me. I got a lot right. I got a couple wrong. I got this one real wrong. I bought into it.
If you're going to do something wrong, I mean, you did it in a...
I mean, blaze of glory.
Way to go, you.
Now, James Franklin, released by Penn State, no longer the head coach of the Happy Valley Nittany Lions any longer. James Franklin, by way of not being the head coach, and yes, I'm going to say these numbers a lot because, you know, it's kind of like... When you hear something, it's one thing. When you see the thing play out in front of you, right... Like, that's when it really starts to take an impact. It's one thing to have somebody say, oh, this bad thing happened. It's another thing when you have to look at the thing. We call it the Ray Rice effect, where I come from. It's kind of that. We have done this show. We have been on the air now for 43 minutes at this point in time. James Franklin has, since we started this show 43 minutes ago, James Franklin has made $645 since we started this show. When we end this show, when this show comes to its conclusion, let me do the math on this just because I'm curious. When we end this show, Lonzo, James Franklin will have made $3,652 in the 4 hours we are on the air. That's good work if you can get it.
And he's
honest day's pay.
And he's probably sleeping.
So, with all of that being said, I am very intrigued by the firing for two primary reasons. The first reason is, as mentioned, what do you do next if you're Penn State? Maybe this is a lazy take, but I don't think it is. It's one of those takes that you go, do you know why everyone has this take? Because it's reality. Because it's the real take. What are you going to do next if you are Penn State? Now, again, if you thought that you were moving on at the end of the year, maybe after the UCLA loss, you looked at this and you were going 0-2 in conference to start. In a year where, and I have to imagine that this echoed through the halls of Happy Valley at some point, in a year where Rob Brown picked us to win the Big Ten, we are now 0-2 in conference. We are effectively eliminated from conference contention. If you already knew you were going to move on, maybe you let James Franklin finish the year, but you're having the conversations in the background. But after the loss to Northwestern, sure, I get moving on. You want to get out ahead of the coaching carousel because there's a very good chance that Florida is in it this year. There's a decent chance that Arkansas is in it this year. There's a decent chance, you know, UCLA is in it already. Virginia Tech is already in there. There's a number of schools that are likely going to be looking for a new head coach. And if you are the Happy Valley Nittany Lions right now, you have resources, which is great, but are you a school that is grabbing a ton of attention, or are you looked at as a school that has James Franklin's fingerprints all over it since he's been there so damn long, that's going to make it difficult to attract whoever is the next big-time coaching candidate? Kurt Cignetti, am I right? By the way, the Hoosiers are now number 3 in the country after a win on the road at Autzen against the Oregon Ducks. Who told you that was a reality and this team's for good? That's right, me, because I know ball except Penn State. So, I get wanting to get out ahead of the game, which I think Penn State wanted to do. But who do you hire that who's a layup hire, I guess? Like, who's going to be better than average 10 wins a year, had you in prestigious bowl games every year, had you in the playoffs, I might even say every year that James Franklin's been there, James Franklin's team either is in the playoffs or they're right there on the bubble. Who's that guy?
Nick Saban.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if he wants back, if he wants back in, it's the perfect place. That being said, if you're watching Game Day on Saturdays, I think Nick's pretty happy where he's at. But I don't know Nick Saban personally. So, like, if he wants back in, yeah, absolutely. Great spot. Perfect spot. I just don't think he does. Nick Saban didn't get out because the sitch at Alabama was bad. Nick Saban got out because he didn't want to do the transfer portal NIL stuff and be Dabo Sweeney. That's what he didn't want to do.
Yeah, but if Adidas is running the thing, then you know where the money's coming from. Then you don't have to worry about it.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. The portal, you still have to roster build. You still got to go to the portal. You still got to do the retention, right? So, but all that to the side. And I do want to be very clear. The Adidas story is unconfirmed at this point. It is a rumor out of Happy Valley. Patrick said, Dabo, Kirby, Dan Lanning, Sark. Let me ask you the question, and I mean this. Patrick, do you think Dabo wants to leave Clemson? I don't think he does. Like, I think a lot of this Dabo, I think it's fan-driven stuff. I don't think he has any interest in leaving Clemson. Kirby Smart, in what world, Patrick, I say this respectfully, In what world is Kirby Smart leaving Georgia for Penn State? Like, in what world? Georgia can match anything. Now, maybe Kirby leverages that job to get more money out of Georgia. But there's no world that Kirby Smart leaves Georgia for Penn State. Dan Lanning has already said, I am not leaving Oregon. Now, maybe he's a liar, as some coaches have been.
I don't know how many times I have to say it. I'm not going to be the head coach at the University of Alabama.
You know who said that? Nick Saban. Loudly. Into a microphone. Whole chest. 10 toes into the sand. And then he did that. So maybe Dan Lanning's a liar. But here's the thing. You think Oregon's hurting for cash flow right now? Phil Knight has pretty much given them a blank check and said, win me a natty. Go get me one. Why do you think Dan Lanning is there right now? Because they got that money. He's not leaving the Ducks to go across conference to Penn State when Oregon has basically said, do whatever you want, any way you want to do it. Like Steve Sarkisian at Texas. Why in the world would Steve leave Texas, who is one of a very small number of schools that has more money and resources than Penn State? There's like none of those guys are on the list for Penn State. They're just not. So where are you going to? What's next? I don't think any of the heavy hitters. I don't think any of the heavy hitters have a reason to leave where they are to go to that next spot. So that is half of the equation. What are you going to do to replace James Franklin? Now, the other part of the conversation, this one I do think is going to be more interesting to a lot of you, because this may change how coaching works. But if you're looking at the buyout that Penn State has to come off of $49 million, if you're looking, let's say right now, at Florida State University, the FSU fans are done with Mike Norvell after this weekend. That team looked like booty cheeks against Pitt. If you're Florida State and you're ready to move on from Mike Norvell and go, yep, listen, that 2023 run was spectacular, 13-0, but we got left out of the playoffs. But hey, great year. Why'd you have a great year? Because you got lucky on Jordan Travis and Johnny Wilson and Trey Benson. Because you got lucky on a trio. Every other year that Mike Norvell has been there and built a team out of the portal, it stunk out loud. Mike Norvell can't recruit, or at least he is not recruiting. Much like Shane Beamer, who we're going to talk about in the next hour, because yes, there is big news on the coaching front out of the Gamecock program. Much like Shane Beamer, at this point, most fans have lost belief that Mike Norvell can put a coaching staff together that's competent at this point. They want him out. Here's the problem. After they went 13-0 and missed the playoffs, when Alabama was looking for a new head coach, the rumor was they were really interested in Mike Norvell in Tallahassee. So Florida State gave Mike Norvell an extension after that year. That extension, 2 years later, has him sitting right now on a $56 million buyout. That is $7 million more than the buyout that we are making fun of today that Penn State owns James Franklin. $56 million. Florida State, even if Mike Norvell walked in today to the athletic director's office and took a dump on his desk, they can't afford to fire him. They don't have that money in the bag right now. They don't have Big Ten SEC TV money behind them. Even with the ACC's new restructure grant of rights, where Florida State gets more money than everybody else, here's the other part of it. It was based on what? Performance. Florida State gets no more money. None. So they can't afford to fire Mike Norvell. At least Penn State has Big Ten television money coming in. At least Penn State has Big Ten revenue coming in, and at least they have that big-ass check that they got last year from going to the playoffs and going to the semifinals in the playoffs. Florida State doesn't have any of that. They can't fire Mike Norvell if they wanted to, and to be honest, I think that they do. So, if you're an athletic director moving forward, I've got to think, I'm not doing these big-ass buyouts anymore. I got to think, if I'm going to pay Primo Denaro to get a coach, I'm just going to give him a gigantic annual salary up front, right? I'm just going to give you a gigantic annual salary. James Franklin's salary, if I recall, is $8 million annually. Oh, it's like $500,000, but then they stacked it with a bunch of stuff. His base salary is half a mil, but they stacked it with a bunch of other stuff. I'm just going to say, hey, coach, we want you. I'm going to give you $17 million a year. Highest head coaching salary of all time. But there ain't a dollar in buyout. Now, the coaches aren't going to accept that, right? No matter how much they say, oh, I'm willing to bet on myself. I bet you I'm willing to bet. If I was able to bet on myself, but I lose and I get fired and I'm sitting on a $49 million buyout, yeah, I'd take some friggin' chances. But I don't get a buyout like that, right? So the coaches are going to say no. But at some point, I've got to think, and maybe I'm wrong here, but at some point, I've got to imagine that schools, when they are in the market for a new head coach, like, I don't know, Penn State is going to be now. At some point, I think you've got to say, we can't put a $50 million buyout on the table for you, coach. We can't do it. Because if you stink out loud and we have to move on, we're hamstrung for 5-10 years. If Florida State came off $56 million to fire Mike Norvell today, you know what they're doing next year? They're budget coach shopping again. Do you know what budget coach shopping got them? Mike Norvell and Willie Taggart. That's what happened. That's how Florida State got here. Schools have to avoid setting themselves up to budget coach shop, and a $49 or $56 million payout is exactly how TF that happens. Now, if anybody ever deserved a $49 million annual salary, it's Lonzo because of this sports flash.
Yeah, I'll take what he makes in one day. Just today, I'm good with that. Bryce Young threw for 3 touchdowns, and Rico Dowdle ran for 183 yards in a 30-27 Panthers win over the Cowboys yesterday. Young completed 17 of his 25 passes with a touchdown pass to Rico Dowdle and 2 to rookie Teterrell McMillan. The Panthers are now 3-3 with the Jets up next Sunday. The AP Top 25 has dropped with Ohio State maintaining their grip on number 1. Miami stays at number 2 while the Indiana Hoosiers jump to number 3 ahead of Texas A&M and Ole Miss in the top 5. Alabama, Texas Tech, Oregon, Georgia, and LSU round out the top 10. The Seattle Mariners stole a 3-1 win over the Blue Jays in Game 1 in Toronto to take a 1-0 series lead in the AL Championship Series. Bryce Miller threw 6 innings, allowing just 2 hits and 1 run, while the Mariners' offense generated 7 hits, including the Cal Raleigh homer in the 6th. Game 2 is today at 5 p.m.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering. In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.